Mayhew from Nashville speaking. How can I help?
Hi, it's Alex McPhee looking for Michael. Michael, he tried to call me. He's been cut off there.
Alex McPhee?
Yes.
I can't transfer you at the moment. Is it okay if I... Is it all right? He said it's okay if I take your call. Is that okay?
Right. Okay. He's trying to phone me. I'm trying to phone him. He's trying to phone me. I know.
Bringing together.
Aye. Yeah. So I just hang up there and he tried to phone me there and I phoned back there and I've got you. That's
you're
two
playing,
times that time.
You're playing ping pong, aren't you?
Aye. Yeah.
I've got that. But it's closed. Why is it closed? Closed. Yeah. Just bear me a second. I'm just going to double check.
Right, okay.
There. Nothing's there.
No, I don't know what's going on there because I've got him on my eye.
We're just having a few difficulties with our database at the moment.
All right, okay. I sent a message and said to phone at 1 o'clock and he phoned me there by 1 o'clock and I ran the phone and I answered it, I didn't answer. So I phoned back and then he tried to phone me and I answered it and I didn't answer and then I phoned him back.
You've had a hard time, so I apologise for that.
No. 4 times within minutes and then they've got you.
Is it okay to speak to me?
Aye, if it's the same questions, yes.
Yeah.
On behalf of my brother, anyway.
Yeah, so you're the contact we've got, is it for Andrew?
Yes.
And you're Alex?
Alexander. Yeah.
Do you prefer to be called Alex or Alexander?
Alex will do.
Okay, let me put that on. Alexander prefers. Alexander prefers to be known as Alex. Just say that next time when you speak.
Alex
is fine. Cool. Lovely. So, for data protection, obviously this is about Andrew. Can you confirm Andrew's date of birth and his address, please?
Andrew's date of birth is the 3rd of the 1st, 1964, and he's in Buck Redden Care Centre in Coveney.
Right.
Do you want the password? I've got a password on this.
It's alright. I've got, once we've confirmed, then obviously we've got the information as well.
Right.
So, just need to make you aware that if there's any safeguarding during the call, I would need to make a referral for that, but I'll discuss that with you if that does occur, and also the call is recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yes.
Lovely, thank you. So it's just about gathering more information for Andrew's time in care for his application for his redress. Do you know what age he went into care?
2 years ago in May. So he's 62 just now, isn't he? This is 64. He's 62 just now, so it'll be 60. It's actually 60. So he was in the hospital for a long time. He's in the hospital till from his birthday. He's 60 and 30. That would be the 3rd of his 1st.
I'm talking about when he was a child.
Oh, in care, right, in the child. The same as us. It was 60, 71, I'm sure. That same as me.
How old he was?
Well, he would be 4, wouldn't he?
Okay, age 4. And do you remember what local authority that was under?
Same one as me.
Which one was that, sorry?
I don't know. I think he was looking it up. I think he could tell me when it was Mike or Michael, which his name is. What is his name? Is it Mike?
Yeah.
Aye. Mike could tell us.
Okay. I just took not sure what local authority. And was your brother known by any other name or nicknames? Okay.
No.
And the care setting I've got down is Clark House.
That's
66 to 71?
Yes.
And was there any other care settings that Andrew was in as a kid?
There was one. It was in Bath. It was in the same Murdon Road. I just remembered. John remembered this. and it's called Barfields or Bar Home. It's a home I thought along the road. There's only about three addresses along the road. It's now a in Moorburn Road in Labs. It's now a care home. We were in there for a short period as well. I forgot all about that because I was so young.
Do you remember the year you were there?
No, no.
No? That's okay. What schools did Andrew attend during his time when he was in care?
Labs Primary.
Okay. Did he go to any high schools in care?
Oh, no.
Okay. And what's his registered GP practice?
That'll be Clunny now, that'll be the care, under the care centre, they've got their own registered GP down there in Clunny. It's all on site.
Is it a care facility then?
It's a care, he lives in the care facility, still time.
So is it, because I will have had a, what kind of setting is it, sorry?
What do you mean what kind of setting is it? What do you mean by that?
So is it a residential home or?
No, it's still time in there. Still time in the home.
And they have it, and their own. In there, is it?
Aye. And he's registered to their own doctor in there. There's an on-site doctor.
Okay, on-site doctor. Fuck. Okay. So other than the Buckridden Care Centre that he's in at the moment, does he have any external professional support in him?
No, he gets everything in there. All his support's from the care centre.
Okay, and what's his mental health diagnosis?
What do you mean by that?
So what mental health diagnosis does he have?
Well, he can't live himself. He can't. He's got dementia. He's also got mental health issues. He's had a massive stroke. He needs care. He needs permanent care. So there's loads of things. I need to speak to the home to get all that. I have got it all, but I haven't got it with me. All the different problems you've got.
Is he under CHC funding at the moment?
What do you mean by that?
So is care paid for by the local authority and
half, so much as three quarters, and my brother and I have to pay the rest.
So it might be worthwhile asking about CHC funding, because that means that health and social care pay for the full cost.
Well, we tried that, and they only pay up to £800, and John and I have got £450. It's £1,250 per month.
That'll be the local authority only.
Right.
So,
CHC, what did you say that was?
Yeah, CHC checklist you asked for.
CHC. Who do you ask that for, from?
You asked a social worker about it.
Right. Well, that's them now. They've not got a social worker now. The social workers in Scotland have been abandoned, and it's now a duty. Social workers, whatever it is on call now.
Your duty social worker must, when you request this, they must do it. You need somebody to check that. The fact that he needs 24/7 care and it's health needs and social needs, it's probably he would be entitled to it. So
CHC.
Yeah.
You hear that down when I get in the house. CHC. I'm out actually working at the moment, so I'm not getting any pens out of them. CHC.
Yeah, CHC funding.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so has he got depression, anxiety?
Oh, I've got it all. Everything.
Okay, dementia, depression, anxiety. Did he have any autism or ADHD or learning difficulties?
Yeah, I had learning difficulties.
I don't know if you know this information. Do you know if he ever did any self-harm?
I couldn't say no and I couldn't say aye on that, because Andy had a lot of bullying when he was young in the home. In the children's care, Andy was bullied a lot.
Yeah.
and a lot of self-bullying by adults and people and children. So he kind of grew up. The opposite side, went to weights and made himself a bodybuilder and all the rest of it, and kind of hid under that camouflage.
Wow.
If you know what
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
And obviously it's all coming back now.
Yeah.
As it is.
Do you know if he ever experienced thoughts of ending his life?
Do you know what, sorry?
If he had any thoughts of ending his life?
Oh, no, yeah. I would say no, yes, definitely.
So, currently experiencing them, yeah?
Aye.
Has he ever received hospitalisation for his mental health?
Yes, it has.
Do you remember if he was on a Section 2 or 3 in the hospital?
Don't know. Andy loved himself and he loved out the close life, but he could have played.
Okay. Do you know why he went into the hospital?
Yeah, because he had a massive stroke. He had a CIA first. Yeah, and then they sent him home.
Yeah, so that's not his mental health, that's his physical health.
All right, okay.
So, have you been in for his mental health?
It has, but I don't know when. I don't know when. We've just found out about this.
So
this is all
know,
new to us. No.
We need to,
we would need to try and get his records, which is quite difficult. All right, okay.
We just kind of need, like, a information of where to go. Okay. So what we might need to do is
contact Buck Redden.
Has he got any speech at all?
Yes, he has, but he just can't remember things and that, and he's not too bad.
Yeah.
He can't think too much, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, he gets overwhelmed. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so what we might do is we might start with the GP records, see if there's any links into any other hospitals, and do it that way.
I know his records are at Buck Redden now. I definitely know that because the doctor spoke to me about Bitsy's past, which I didn't know anything about. You know what I mean? Because as I said, he went into this kind of secret life, bodybuilder, living himself, very seldom seen him or heard from him. I mean, that kind of thing. Then all of a sudden, the TIA and then back home and then a massive hospitalisation.
Do you know if he ever had any therapy or counselling?
Yeah, we would have. I remember the doctor that's in Buck Red telling me these things. He's had all these things, which we were all surprised at. He just said, yeah. So she's probably your best point of call for that.
Okay. I'll put that on here.
I can't remember the doctor's name, but I know it's a pretty doctor that's there all the time.
Did they give you all this information then as like next of kin?
Yes.
Yeah.
When we get power attorney, we have to listen to us, went to a meeting.
Okay. You wouldn't probably know this one. Do you know if Andrew went into hospital as a child when he was in care?
Was Andy in hospital as a child when we were in care? I don't know. I don't know. He was bullied a lot, you know what I mean? And things. I was young as well. I was 6 or 7, you know?
That's no problem. Yes. You're acting on behalf of Andrew, so do you give us consent to request copies?
100%, yeah. I can give you consent, yes.
So, I'm assuming that Andrew doesn't have capacity and
that's why we're probably stunning. I've got other people.
Let me just look at that. Is that for health and finances?
Everything, yeah.
Attorney. So two separate ones, isn't there?
Yes.
So I'll put health and finances. Thanks, provided. half of, that's 5% half of Andrew. Have you got another brother as well?
John, yeah, there is a shared power of coming between John and I.
Okay, let me write that on there, Alex and John. Do you know, you might not know this, do you know if Andrew ever had any arrests or convictions at all?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, do you remember what they're for?
Assault, basically. Yeah.
Is it one?
I'm not sure. As I said, I remember going to prison and visiting him in Greenock. He was in Greenock prison.
Okay, let me put that down. Okay. Did he have any issues with drugs or alcohol?
Yes.
Okay. Can you remember what age that started from?
No. As I said, the way to describe Andrew's life, we're in the children's home, he was dozing in a lot, and he camouflaged himself as a bodybuilder and became super strong so that nobody bullied him and nobody done that. And that's his camouflage was for all these years. And Andrew, you seen him, or you went to see him, and he was in a gym, he didn't work, he had a lot of health issues, he camouflaged himself with it, and he had alcohol issues, he had drug issues, he was in criminal, yeah, everything that you said there, yes. And all stems since he was a young boy.
Yeah, it will off, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
The growing years, the 2 to 6 or something like that, I think it is.
The developmental years, I think it's up to 7, isn't it?
Aye.
Yeah.
This is not to do, but John and I used to listen to him screaming, getting battered in the home by the people in the home. He used to, because he's the youngest in the home, and especially one member of the staff would used to batter him a lot, because he cried a lot.
Sounds awful.
Ah, well, when you think about it now, as I said to Mike the last time I was talking to him,
yeah,
you come out of there and you try and build yourself a life and you forget about it. You get married or you have kids or you go on in life, which I've never been married, I've been single. The reason I've been single is because I could never trust anybody again after being in there. I know that now, but you just build this life for yourself and then you get older, you say, God, How did I manage that? And then you start remembering about when you're young again, going, God almighty, man.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have happened to me. And the big thing, we were put back into a family, which was our family, a drunken parents again, and battered and everything again. So the social work basically done no homework on us. Mm-hmm. They put us back into a drunken couple. And when the police came to the door, in Scotland, there was no laws that we come in the house or anything like that. It was called a domestic. There's no law against it back in the 70s. So we kind of fought through that. Andy's probably came the worst because he's youngest. John and I escaped it. We escaped it when I was 15 and a half. John was 15 and escaped. Went and worked on a farm. I went and worked in a butcher's and lived above it. You know what I mean? So it was a hard thing when you think about it now, how we've managed to survive, especially us two. We no drink, no drugs, no alcohol abuse, no offences, not where Andy has been when it's had everything.
Yeah. Sounds, you've all had a tough time, haven't you?
Oh, 100%, when you think about it now. You look at Andrew's now and he's gone, he's had the toughest of it all because he's ended up in care again.
Yeah.
But as we keep our eye on his care, John and I are in charge, so we keep our eye to make sure that he hasn't been back through it and through as a kid. Whereas when we were 6 and 7, John was a year older than me, we had no authority or we had no right to see Andrew the kid because we'd just get battered if he said anything. And children back in the day were to be seen but not heard.
Yeah, and there's laws now to protect, obviously,
Andrew. Yeah, no, there's nothing like that. If I went back and said, Mr. Andrew's the gardener, was trying to put his hands down my pants, which he was on a few occasions, the matron would have barred me and I'd have been, I don't know what happened to me. I mean,
Yeah. You've had such a hard time, haven't you?
Aye. You think about that now. And the thing is, it was three brothers still up when you see pictures. See, Johnny's dressed up in girls' clothes all the time. That was done for a coffee shop of theirs. Don't know why that was, but they dressed him up in girls' clothes all the time. And I'll get pictures of that.
Were they doing that to chastise him and stuff?
Aye, there must have been. There must have been.
This sounds like it was a complete nightmare. But hopefully, all three of you, is John under our services as well?
Yeah.
John. So hopefully we're going to get you some compensation and well, you know, the minimum of an apology would be, you know,
well, what we're looking John, for. The thing about it is, we didn't need any better. And you had the good and the bad in these children's homes. There was a good split matron, two matrons. There was a good matron and the bad matron, if that makes sense to you. And there was also good staff and bad staff. I mean, that's the way I look at it now. You know what I mean? There's a couple you could say were all right, and then there's a few you say, oh no, they were really evil to us.
Mm.
No.
Okay. So, do you remember what age that Andrew left the care set in, like as a kid?
Same as us. We all went to live in a house in Stewarton in 1971, April 71. So, we all moved to Stewarton.
So that was, what, 4 years later?
So Andrew would be 64, he'd be 7. He went to primary 5 or something. So he'd be 7. Andrew would be 7.
7. Did social care offer you any support after that point?
No. Not that we know of. If they did, my mother never turned us to it.
Well, they should have really spoke to you directly, so you would have known. Nah. Do you know what I mean?
But I've tried for 19. I went to doctor surgery, and I've tried to get paperwork on us to 1971 backwards, and they said there's nothing.
Well, there's what nothing we're going to do is we're going to try and get those records and see what we can find.
Right.
So in terms of Andrew's records, does Andrew want a copy of that, and do you guys want
If you could send a copy to me, that'd be much appreciated.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand it, we'll understand it.
Okay, I'll put yes to send to Alex. And you can share that with, with Andrew, because you can kind of guess, like, gauge what would be more appropriate to share and what isn't, if that makes sense. So, are you happy to speak to me about Andrew's things going forward? Is that alright?
Yeah.
So I'll allocate myself to the case then, because obviously I know then that you're acting on Andrew's behalf, and you can give me a call if you need anything.
Okay.
So did they tell you about the process? It's going to take about 10 months. So you know that we're just going to go through, grab all the information. I'll double check with you before you put to Scottish Regis panel. And that you don't have to go to the panel, it's closed door. But we'll let you know what date Andrew's is, okay? So because it's a completely different claim to your claim, I've still got to go through those options that you've got for Andrew. So obviously Andrew could independently do his own claim and research his own evidence. And the other option is to have a solicitor in England or Scotland who's accepted a fee of £2,000.
No, we're quite happy to go over you for everything. More than happy. Keep it all together.
Yep. And you've got 14 days cooling off period. Would you like to keep that 14 days cooling off period? Or
No, we're happy to go with you. We're happy.
Straight away.
It's going with you.
Yep. Let me just put a note down for that. Oh, helps if I can spell. And proceed immediately. Have you got any other questions for me today?
No, nothing at all. It's just, is there compensation for Andrew as well? Would there be, if there'd be compensation out of this? Or what? No, it's not about the money.
Yeah, until we get the information and gather it all together and then take it to that panel, we won't know.
Okay.
So once we've got that, and we get the outcome from the panel, then we'll know what it is. We can't guarantee anything until obviously the panel make their decision, but what we're going to do is gather as much information and evidence and try for as much as we can for him.
All right, okay. Right, that's fine.
It will have implications. I don't know if you want to have a little chat with the social worker, because if you don't get that CHC funding in, if he has savings, I think it's over 23,250.
No, he's nothing. He's nothing.
Yeah, but if he gets compensation, he will have. So you need to get the CHC funding prior to anything else. Yeah.
Right.
So try and get onto that.
I will get onto that early.
Yeah, and then this is going to take about 10 months, so hopefully.
CHC. CHC, I need to remember that. CHC, I'm writing this in my head as we're talking. And when you're running that,
put it on your phone.
I know, but I can't see if I have to say something on my phone and I'll maybe miss a call. I'm not very literate with a phone or a computer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The issue you have with the funding, if you don't get CHC funding and it's social care that are funding and you're currently paying the extra, what will happen is if he gets like an amount over 23 grand, he will then have to pay full fee for the care until all that money's gone.
Right, okay. Right, I'm going to run in the house just now. Love you and leave you.
Thank you very much.
CHC. Yeah. Right. Thank you for the time.
No worries. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.